The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. This is a song by the band Skillets. My guest this Friday at this time, 4 o'clock, will be author of the brand new book entitled Awake and Alive to Truth. The lead singer of Skillet, John Cooper, will be my guest to talk about his brand new book. We begin our impact segment, 20-plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion. For impact only, we're going to finish with the calls on the screen and kind of finish with the dialogue we've had in the previous hour. I got an email from a listener, not happy with me, called me unhinged, incoherent, said I should be taken off the air for what I said yesterday, because I just have the audacity to go, look, if we stand by this country and we are a country of laws, let this go through the legal process, that being the aftermath of the quote-unquote elections. And if there was any funny business, it should be exposed. That's kind of paraphrasing in a nutshell. I've got a lot more to say more directly, but many people on the phone want to share their thoughts. Later in the hour, there's a new development in the Gavin Newsom dinner of a few weeks ago, and it's a real beauty. Also, there's some other items I want to get to, but let's take as many calls as I can. Who has been on hold the longest? It would be Sandy. Sandy in Winnetka. Sandy, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. This is Sandy. I really want to tell you how much I appreciate your show. I watch it. I listen to it every day. And I'm a follower of Jesus, and I believe in him and the Bible wholeheartedly. And I just want to say to those people that called earlier, there's three things I want to point out.
Well, doggone it, I got to put you on hold. I understand you have three things you want to point out, and it's very hard to understand you. It's not a good connection. Maybe we can call you back, and I'll move you right to the front. But the call is virtually inaudible. That's the only reason why I stopped you. So we'll see if we can maybe make it a better connection, and I'll circle back to you, hopefully, if we can do that. Luther in Los Angeles. Luther, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Yes, sir. It's the first time I've ever called you, but I love your program. I'm a follower of Christ, and I retired from the Los Angeles Police Department. It's been 30 years now, and I've seen so many children get gunned down and murdered. And every time I think about Biden and Harris, I want them to go and watch a murder of a baby in person and tell me that they're still for murdering babies. And it just irks me that people like this are going to take over our government. And I notice in the Bible, there's the verse that says the nation that forgets God, he's going to punish them severely. And I don't understand why the Catholic Church doesn't excommunicate Biden and Nancy Pelosi and all these Catholics that are for murdering babies. I just can't understand it. And when you see babies being gunned down like I have, it really gets to you.
Luther, thank you for the call. When you made the comment about gunning down, I thought you were going to go in with the position of defunding police. But I appreciate your call and an interesting comment about the Catholic Church excommunicating anybody that stands against being pro-life and standing for abortion. In fact, I don't know if Tyson in Orange has anything to add to that. I don't understand what's on the screen. Tyson, thank you for calling the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank, you've never done better, man. You're doing great. So I wouldn't worry about these guys harassing you. But we're in weird times. I mean, you got the Pope endorsing a candidate prematurely who wants to overthrow pro-life stuff. Like, that's crazy for a Pope to do that. And at the same time, you got Trump following Hillary Clinton's advice not to concede, right? That's strange. But, yeah, I'm just surprised that there's a real just crickets. Like, you're not hearing all these virtue signaling Christians, like saying, oh, I could never vote for Biden, you know, like he doesn't have the virtue, or he's, you know, pro-death, he's into killing babies. As a Christian, I could never vote for him, but they did that for Trump, like left and right.
You make points that to me are, well, let me be really direct. How old are you?
38.
Okay, now I don't mean this in any way other than what I'm in literally what I'm saying. Where do you get your information? How do you know what you know?
Well, I listen to mostly conservative media, but I watch my feed on Instagram, on Facebook. I follow this group called Lexit, Latinos Exiting the Democrat Party, Lexit Movement. Mm-hmm. Blexit, which is Blacks Exiting the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. They show clips of things that nobody's showing, you know, riots going on, peaceful, quote-unquote, protests. And then I just filter it through my seminary education and my Moody education and, I don't know, think critically, you know?
Do you have similar conversations with maybe your circle of friends that are in the same category of your age? Are they in agreement? Do you have conversations that you agree to disagree? I mean, what about some of your peers? Where are they at on these things?
Oh, man, living in California, like, everybody's a trend liberal or they're trend leftist, yeah. And it can be kind of frustrating, but you find Christian friends that, you know, maybe aren't outspoken about it, but they're willing to say, yeah, it is crazy. My eyes are opened. I've been red-pilled. I just wouldn't ever say it online, you know?
Right, right. I my suspicion was that's where you were going to go. I just wanted to hear it from your mouth. Tyson, thank you. And I don't think I've ever said this to anybody, and I'm not saying this because, hey, I need a friend, but if you, I don't know if you follow me on Facebook or Instagram, I would hope you would. I would love to follow people like you back, because there is still a bastion of hope in social media, even though so much of it is shut down or censored. And even, let me digress for a moment, and now Sandy, I guess, is back. She was on a speaker. So here's an example. I have a Christian men's ministry. It's called KMG Ministries. We have an Instagram page. Last night in my prayers, I've never done this before. Let me read you the post that I shared and then a brief response and the reason why I bring it up. Then we'll go back to the phones. And this is Instagram. I wrote, more and more I'm noticing scantily clad women appearing on Instagram under various headings. For those of you that follow KMG, our position is that if you truly choose the warrior path, there's no reason for you to follow any of those sites. Your choices, either unfollow them, unfollow us, or we will unfollow you. And I did a little house cleaning to the tune of about 60 guys last night. Just going through their feeds and who they're following. And I got a few emails, not many, from people, guys going, you know, who are you to tell me what I can look at? And these are men that follow a Christian men's ministry. So all I can say is, if we can't clean up our own house, we're in a heap of trouble. Right? If we can't stand on the side of holiness and righteousness for God's sake, we might as well just pack it in. And there are those of us that say, no, absolutely not. A lifestyle of holiness and walking in the love of God is the highest order of existence for humanity. That was sent to me by a brother in Christ yesterday, my dear friend Apostle Ron Hill. I'll say it again. And maybe that's partly why last night I just kind of felt led to, well, we got to call out some of the dudes on Instagram that follow me on my page, my Instagram KMG page. A lifestyle of holiness and walking in the love of God is the highest order of existence for humanity. Where are we, men? Sandy in Winnetka, my understanding is you were on a speaker. You're back on the air. Thanks for your patience.
Thank you so much, Frank. Can you hear me now?
So far, so good. It's not a great connection, but we'll try to go with it.
Okay, I just want to say we have to keep up the fight. I mean, that's what the whole thing is fighting. And with conspiracy theories, excuse me, but when Jesus was going to the cross, who was conspiring against him? His own friends, okay? So I'm sick of hearing about them saying conspiracy theories because they do exist. And there is enough evidence to prove that this whole voting was completely fraudulent. Okay, let me tell you one thing. When I was listening to the, it was the day that they were voting, okay, the election, Pennsylvania, right on national TV, they said Pennsylvania was closed. President Trump had won. All right, 15 minutes later, they went back on and say, oh, we made a mistake. Pennsylvania is open now. Now, if anybody saw that or heard that, I would really like them to stand up for that one.
Well, we can invite people to call and respond. That wasn't the only city, by the way. That wasn't the only state. There were three or four or even five that night. Time out. We're just going to stop counting votes. Thank you, Sandy. We're just going to stop counting votes. Never done this in the history of elections, but we need a timeout. Oh, the president just happens to be way in front of all those states. Then the next morning, maybe this is God's will. He wants Biden in. Maybe it was a divine intervention where all of a sudden hundreds of thousands of ballots showed up for Biden. I don't know. Now, do I know there's voter fraud, there's tampering? Do I know? No. Seems like there's some information that needs to be heard. Heck, I love Dominion and how they were to appear in Pennsylvania last Monday and they backed out in the 11th hour. And now I know they're on record as saying, oh, nothing, we didn't do anything wrong. Can't tamper, blah, blah, blah. There's a video of a guy named Eric Coomer talking about how the Dominion voting system can be hacked. It's on video. I watched it today. Now, either this guy is just out to lunch, he's a disinformationalist. I mean, I would think that we need to check it out. What about you? Do you realize there's 70 million people thereabouts, and a large chunk of them aren't buying the election was fair and square? So you would think that it would benefit all parties to have this go through the legal process at the very least, versus that cry, oh, you people just can't give up and move on and you lost and oh, that's going to square really well with tens of millions of people. If you got nothing to hide, didn't do anything wrong, what's the big rush here? Inauguration is until the end of January. By the way, the Bible, a couple stories of counterfeit coronations. People came forward. I'm the king. Everybody bought it. They weren't king. Never know. 888-528-2557. We have an open line. Who is on hold the longest? Let's go to Ozzy in Canoga Park. Ozzy, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Yes, Frank. I'd like to say a couple of things. On the Dominion software, people have a hard time believing that it can be hacked and stuff. Well, my banking is very well protected, and I get new debit cards every now and then, and I get alerts and stuff. So for me to believe that the Dominion software system can't be hacked is, I don't believe it. So I believe that's fraud. And then the second thing on abortion, I myself have been robbed of fatherhood, and numerous women also of motherhood. And to this day, it's a struggle. And thirdly, my church, I was a little disappointed for not being clear on issues of the election and stuff. And but with the internet thing coming, it's been around. It's not the same. I can't wait to get back there. Anyway, that's about it, Frank. And thank you for doing a good job. And God bless you.
Thank you, Ozzy. God bless you too. Thank you for sharing. Mary in Ontario. Mary, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. I used to live in West Covina, and I called a couple times, but the thing that struck me the hardest is when they started telling us what the vote was in Washington, D.C., and that Biden got 98% of the vote. I don't think I have ever heard of any state or other voting thing, voting 98% for anyone. Am I wrong?
I don't know whether you're right or wrong, but I will tell you what went through my mind. When I saw that, I went, that's interesting. Yeah, the majority of Washington hates the president. That's true. I have three friends that work in and around the White House. I hear stories that I can't even believe are true. And these are my good friends. And they say, oh, no, this is true. This man is hated. So did 98%?
98%?
It's a small voting district.
Yep. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, it's a small voting district. It's not like we're talking about millions of votes. So point well taken. Thank you for the call. I guess in part that may just possibly go back to the proverbial swamp, that discussion of way back when. For me, and I'm not, Mary, I'm not here to say you're right or wrong, because my mind goes to, let's talk about California. Right, the moment it's shut down, it's a blue state. We don't even see numbers. So that and $3 will buy you a cup of coffee. That's just my thought. Oh, boy. We've got literally a few moments left, and I want to shift gears, talk about the governor and some other stories. Let me see. Let me read out loud who's on hold. Marie Ann Hawthorne, she's grateful for people fighting for their rights. Thank you for that. Nina in Seal Beach, how to approach a pastor's daughter who voted for Biden. Oh, boy. Forrest in San Diego wants to talk about the fraud and other possible glitches. Cynthia in Los Angeles, she does not agree with abortion. And then Joe in Woodland Hills, there was a prophet who said Trump would serve two terms. Matter of fact, there's more than one prophet. So who do I go to? Who is on hold the longest? It's Cynthia. She's been on hold for 25 minutes. Cynthia in Los Angeles, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Oops.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Frank.
You're on the air.
I'm not going to agree with you. I am a Christian. I do not agree with abortion. Nor do I agree with adultery. So I can't figure out why evangelicals just pick this abortion. And the Bible says we should not kill. And I know abortion is killing, but there's killing in wars. There's killing in other facets of life. But I can't figure out how I can't be certain. But Trump, you know, and I know, judging by the women who come forward, has committed adultery in many ways. And I could bet my life that some of those women have probably had abortions. And there's so much other. But if you go down the list of, I can't remember, my memory evades me. I can't remember all of the Ten Commandments. Okay. But when you say you should, no one should put God before me. Trump puts himself above God.
How do you know that? Do you know him?
Judging by his entire life of building these big, beautiful altars to worship himself,
yeah.
Trump, whatever, Trump Towers.
Mm-hmm.
He'll tell you he's the greatest. I'm the best.
He does
I'm
say
the
that.
Greatest.
Yep.
He doesn't say that?
I said he does say that, yes.
Okay.
You're right.
He said he sees himself as the greatest. He worships himself, and he demands others to worship and put him on a pedestal and treat him with reverence.
May I ask a question?
Like a God or a king.
Yeah. What does the Bible say about leadership? What was the role of a president of our country?
Not to put himself above God. Does Trump even go to church, or does he play golf on Sundays mostly?
No, actually, Obama played more golf than Trump, but that's a different story.
Well, we're not talking about Obama.
But you brought up golf. You brought up golf.
Obama. We're not talking about Obama or Hillary. We're talking about Trump.
Okay, so let's talk about Trump. I'll answer your question.
He
sure does.
Upside down.
Pardon me? What would you say if I told you there is a Bible study in the White House every week? What would you say to that?
I would believe you.
And why would you believe me?
But I wouldn't believe Trump was there.
I'm asking a question. Why would you believe me?
I believe there's a Bible study there. I'm not saying that everyone in the White House is not a Christian. Is not a believer. I would believe there's a Bible study, but I don't believe Mr. Kingman attends. I put my life on it.
Oh, don't put your life on it. I may know a little more information than you do. Do not put your life on it. We want you around, dear woman. We don't want you to put your life on that one.
Well, I doubt that he will. But I think about some of the things that he – and it's almost cult-like, and I know I've never seen anything like it. It's almost as though Trump is a Pied Piper, Hamlet, or Jim Jones.
Jim Jones.
Trump called today for you evangelicals, come by the White House and come and drink some poison Kool-Aid, you'd all be lined up. That's how much trust and faith you have in a man, a Mormon man.
Can we talk about, just for a moment, instead of the blind following, which I know a lot of leaders that are in the faith community and have had personal counsel and prayer with the president. My best friend prayed over him 4 months ago. So all of the kind of the poison and the Jim Jones reference, has this man done anything factually by policies, anything at all that has helped?
About killing?
No, that has helped faith, that has helped the Christian community, that has helped the oppressed, that has helped anyone that is in a situation by which their lives are destitute. Has this guy done anything positive at all, or is he just one?
Could be maybe for one or two persons to
one or
get
two
a
persons.
Couple of people out of prison or whatever. But
just a few.
Can you name some for me? I'd love to. Just three things.
You want me to name three things?
Mm-hmm.
He moved the capital of Israel to where it should be. Number one, no other president has done that. Number two, if you look at what he's done to help black colleges.
Please, let's don't even go there.
Why is that?
Black colleges.
Hundreds of billions of dollars,
I have a master's degree. I went to a white college, Pepperdine, as a matter of fact.
Okay. You asked me to name three.
Some people.
I'm trying to name three. But
okay, keep going.
You're stopping me on two.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
He has been in a position where he stood for life more than any president in recent history. Passed legislation pro-life. You even started the program. You say you don't agree with abortion. Yes.
Okay. No, I don't agree with abortion.
Okay.
I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket.
Do you ask me for three?
For Trump because of that. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm just trying to answer your question. If you would have said five, I would have given you five. You'd have asked for
ten,
I would have given you ten.
I bet you can't think of two more.
How about prison reform? Has he done anything for prison reform?
Please.
Please. Oh, that's a joke. He hasn't done anything. Nothing.
He got a couple of people because of Kim Kardashian.
A couple of people.
And his friends out of prison and jail.
Oh, that's funny.
That's who he's going to. I mean, come on.
Come on, Frank.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's
I'm wrong. Keep going.
Here's five. Yeah. What about one standing more. Like the majority of presidents in the past, both Democrat and Republican, standing on the side of enforcing immigration laws? Democrats and Republicans used to speak like he does now, but he's vilified. So there's five. You want me to go to 10? I got a break. I can give you five more.
You can give me five more. If you can think with some, but I mean, thou should not kill.
Yeah. Oh, actually, it's murder.
Those poor babies and those immigrant children taken away from their parents.
Yeah.
God, people are supposed, a president should be kind hearted and walk with God.
Is he the only one that's done this? And who built the cages in the first place?
Any president who has separated his. Can you? I don't know if you have children.
I do. I've got two.
I don't know if you have, but if, yes, you do, because I know your son said.
I've got two.
Frank Santos.
Yep.
If somebody took my child away from me, I would not be able to live.
I agree with you. But there's also a context. There's legal, illegal. A lot of those children were brought in this country by coyotes. One Democratic lawmaker, when the president said coyotes, they thought literally an animal. Coyotes are people they get hired to smuggle. But there's five. I can give you five more. I can give you 15 more. But above all, Cynthia, I believe you stand on the side of life. The Bible says thou shalt not murder if you go with the right translation. You and I stand for the unborn, first and foremost. How can you endorse a political party that stands for abortion? That's the one that I really struggle with. God bless you, Cynthia. Thank you for calling. We have a lot of calls on the screen. I also want to talk about the latest. There's more information now about our governor and the dinner. And also we're going to talk a little bit about the media slant. That and much more. Your calls are also welcome. 888-528-2557. If you get a busy signal, as you will now, because the phones are filled, you can email me at franksontag@kkla.com. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. This will be a quick one. Thank you for joining us. I just got an email. I want to read at least parts of it in relation to Cynthia's call. Now, to represent her fairly, she doesn't so much like the current president. He's still the president. That's one thing we can really agree on, as much as some don't like that. But we kind of got in a conversation about facts of what he's done. And I came up with five, and my dear friend Cynthia wasn't having most of it. Here's some bullet points from the email. Over 3,000 people were released under the First Step Act. That's prison reform. 91% of those released or whose sentence were commuted were black. This was not about partisan legislation. Number two, President Obama built the cages. Three, Americans are separated every day when they commit crimes. And four, why should illegal immigrants be treated any differently than American families? Let's send a message to illegal aliens to protect their children and not cross into the United States illegally, risking their lives. Points to consider. The last segment of the hour, there is a new bit of information about Gavin Newsom and the dinner that is, pardon me, can say it's mind-blowing, but it is definitely new. There's more to the story. It seems like it just keeps unfolding. But let me address the idea of media manipulation here. For anybody that's still watches, reads, or listens to any of the mainstream. There was a time where I said, limit your media intake. Now I'm like, don't even waste your time anymore. They clearly want Biden to be president. It's slanted. There's manipulation. But let me just give you one of many examples. I'm going to read a headline to you, and you can derive for yourself what this headline states. And for me, it's cut and dry. It has to do with TV host Laura Ingraham. Here's the headline. Fox News host Laura Ingraham tells viewers Trump has lost the election. Quote, I will not lie to you. End quote. Seems pretty cut and dry. They're saying she went on the air and told her viewers, look, Trump's lost. I'm not going to lie to you. It's over. Read a little bit more of the story. Get this. Laura Ingraham indicated to viewers that President Trump's bid to win the 2020 election is over. Again, there it is again. Ingraham had asked her viewers to accept the reality of the situation as it appeared Trump's legal battles to overturn the election results proved unsuccessful. Can't be more clear than that. They're saying she went to her audience, look, it's over. The litigation didn't work, and I'm not going to lie to you, it's over. And then you have some direct quotes. Does this line up with the original headline? Ingraham said on her show, quote, unless the legal situation changes in a dramatic and unlikely manner, Joe Biden will be inaugurated on January 20th. Now, wait a minute. Unless, there's like a qualifier there. But wait, the headline says she said he's lost. I'm not going to lie to you. First paragraph, his bid to win is over. Well, which is it? There's her quote. Unless the legal situation changes in a dramatic, unlikely manner. I agree with her. This I made the analogy earlier in the program. If I was an odds maker, this is long shot stuff. I agree with her quote, which is different from them saying she basically said there's no hope. It gets even better. Listen to this quote. This is Laura Ingraham. If I offered you a false reality, if I told you there was an excellent, phenomenal chance that the Supreme Court was going to step in and deliver a victory to President Trump, I would be lying to you, end quote. That's completely different than the misrepresentation of the headline. An excellent, phenomenal chance? Of course there's not an excellent, phenomenal chance. But see the way they do it? It's amazing. She signed off by saying, quote, you've known me for a long time now. You know me long enough to know that I will not lie to you or simply tell you what you want to hear, end quote. It's amazing. And people go, there it is, Laura Ingraham said Trump lost. Or Jim Acosta, CNN, hey, Trump conceded yesterday. These people are fools and they're liars. And I pray God exposes all the lies on all sides. I'm not God, but I would think he's really sick and tired of our sin. The media. Unreal. Speaking of unreal, there's a new spin on the Gavin Newsom dinner. Wait to hear this one. That's next here on the Frank Sontag Show. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. Before we get into our governor and a latest update, let's go to the emails, shall we? Frank, I just heard you say that Obama played more golf than Trump. Google it and read conservative as well as liberal news sites. Trump has many more golf trips than Obama had at the same time of his presidency. People are yearning for truth in this country. Come on, man. Don't talk Christianity. Live it. Stop the divisive talk. Okay, Google it. There's the source we need to go to, Google. 1 Peter 4:17, for it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? Thank you for that, William. There's others as well, but let me get to the Gavin Newsom story. So if you're keeping track, we first heard a little get-together. Sorry, but we social distance. It was outside. We had masks on. We find out not so much. It was indoors. Social distancing was not enforced. Masks were not worn. Then we find out somebody took some photos and looks like, man, there's a number of people there. Came out, there was 10 to 12. Right? Then we find out the average plate at this restaurant's $350. Now, let me read the words of a local journalist who did a little journalism. When weekenders who happen to be a little famous are rude and dismissive to the locals, whether a chef or a shop owner or even the lonely wait staff or hotel janitors, all the locals know about it. When the weekender happens to be the governor and he's out dining with a large party of lobbyists and special interest group execs in the middle of a pandemic breaking his own rules, then lies about it when he's caught, well, there's no way that all the details don't eventually come out. Ready for the latest? There's a journalist whose name is Adam Housley. He decided to do a little investigating. Now, we know the San Francisco Chronicle is the one that broke originally, that Gavin was with his wife, attended a birthday party. The story was, quote, at least a dozen people, end quote, from different households were there. Then we found out that the average charge per person in this particular area of the restaurant is not $350, it's $800. We know no one was social distancing, nobody wearing a mask. We found out last Wednesday, oh yeah, I left that one out. It was revealed that the California Medical Association had officials there were among the maskless sitting next to the governor, right? Now, according to reporter Adam Housley, there were 22 people in attendance, not 12. He also found out how much the dinner was. You ever been out with a party of 22? Oh, I don't know. I think I've never eaten in a restaurant where it's like $100 a plate. Let's just say it's $200 a plate. 22 times 2 is $4,400. It's a lot of money. The dinner, Adam Housley found out, cost about $15,000. And according to him, some of those who attended the dinner are now privately laughing. Quote, because Yountville is my hometown, where the French Laundry is located, I thought I'd do some digging. Facts about the Newsom dinner. The bar bill was about $15,000, 22 people in attendance, not 12, no masks, all indoors. They got so loud other patrons complained, Housley said. Said there was zero effort to go outside. There was no social distancing of any type. I'm also told some of those there are now privately laughing at the controversy. Remember, this is my little hometown. The walls speak, he adds. Some replying to Housley's assertion and tweets question who paid for the dinner, suggesting that the lobbyists in attendance paid for their meal and drinks. While that could be a possibility in the business world, that type of gift to an elected official is illegal in our state. I'm not saying that's what happened. That's one of the insinuations or possibilities. We know that the governor can take much larger gifts, like his estate that his winery gave him, his multi-million dollar estate. He didn't pay for it. They gave it to him. And it goes on and on and on and on. By the way, last, you may know, he is now supposedly in quarantine. The story is his children were exposed to a CHP officer who tested positive. The other part of the story that I never read, but I found out, the CHP officer is part of his security staff. Now, I would think if you have a dinner with 22 people, maybe that's a good reason to be on self-quarantine. But, you know, who am I? I'm just a talk show host that's here to tell you, by the way, the recall Gavin Newsom effort, we've got another 120-day period. We need to come up with 750,000 signatures necessary. RecallGavin2020.com. Oh, so where do we leave you from here? Let me leave you with some truth, some hard truth, some radical truth. This man is one that comes under fire all the time. I'm just going to play a minute of a five-minute clip. But if you profess faith in Christ, I want you to listen to this and go, I'm in agreement, I completely disagree, or I'm not sure where I'm at on the topic of faith and what's going on.
I think we're living in a day where we're sitting there watching evil exalt itself and just saying, shut up and listen to us. And then they call you a deceived fool because you're seeing conspiracy where it's obvious and they can't see it because they're so in lust with their victory that they'll do anything for power. So this guy's teaching, you need to find what it is that is happening. The word of the Lord and the law of the Lord that's violated. The consequence to that violation is written. There's always something written regarding the consequence. And then we pray for redemption. We pray for repentance and the execution of the sentence. You Christians that are thinking it's all going to happen when the second coming happens, you're wrong. God judges on the earth that the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. How are they going to believe in the kingdom if nothing manifests, if there's never an answer to prayer, if unrighteousness is constantly exalted? What world ruler is Cyrus is going to want to open up his nation to the gospel of the kingdom if the gospel of the kingdom isn't stronger than the powers of hell?
His name is Lance Wall now. He's basically saying, look, Christian, you have a say in this. Don't sit back. God's in control. It's all his will. The Bible says, though they plan evil against you, though they devise mischief, they will not succeed. For you will put them to flight. You will aim at their faces with your bows. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your power. We will see. Lord, hear our prayer. I pray this in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. KKLA family, Lord willing, I'll be back here tomorrow. You're welcome to email me at franksontag@kkla.com. This is the Frank Sontag Show.